The Silver Brumby. Written by Aline Mitchell and read by Caroline Lee. Once there was a dark, stormy night in spring when, deep down in their holes, the wombats knew not to come out, when the possums stayed quiet in their hollow limbs, when the great black flying phalangers that live in the mountain forests never stirred. On this night, Bell Bell, the cream Brumby mare, gave birth to a colt foal, pale like herself, or paler, in that wild black storm. Bell Bell had chosen the birthplace of the foal wisely. He was on springy snowgrass under a great overhang of granite that sheltered them from the driving rain. There he lay, only a pale bundle in the black dark, while Bell Bell licked him clean and nuzzled him. The wind roared and howled through the granite tors above in the Ram's Head Range, where the snow still lay, but there was no single sound of animal or bird, except the mournful howl of a dingo. Once, twice, it rang out, and its echo answered, weird and wild. Bell Bell lifted her head at the sound, and her nostrils dilated. From the shadowy mass between her forefeet came a faint, nickering cry, and she nuzzled him again. She was very alone with her newborn foal, and far from her own herd, but that was how she had felt it must be. Perhaps because of her colour, so much more difficult to hide than bay or brown, black or grey or chestnut, she had always led a hunted life. And when a foal was going to be born, she was very nervous and hid herself far away. Of the three foals she had had, this was the only one creamy, like herself. Bell Bell felt a surge of pride, but the pride was followed by fear. Her son would be hunted as she was, and as her own cream mother had been before her, hunted by man, since they were so strange-looking in the wild herds. And this colt would have another enemy too. Every stallion would be doubly against him because of his colour.